Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Volleyball on WPGW Radio. Broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And welcome back for the second match of the day for Fort Recovery. Again, we won the first match over Pandora Gilboa, 25-15, 25-14. Match number two coming up with St. Mary's right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, we're about set to start here. They're not even going to introduce the teams since we've already done that today. St. Mary's won their first match of the day as they knocked off Pandora Gilboa by similar scores to Fort Recovery, 25-18, 25-22. It was a little closer than what it was with Fort Recovery and Pandora Gilboa. So Fort Recovery is now 5-0 with their win over the Rockets a moment ago. Going for win number six this year without a loss. And St. Mary's will serve first as they won the flip of the coin. There's a smash by Carly Stone and a block by Maddie Howe of St. Mary's. She's a nice-sized young lady. And it's 1-0. Another serve by St. Mary's is good. Back to the Lady Rough Riders. Now free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will pass to Kelsey Judy. Kelsey to Cassie Martin, and Cassie fails to tip it over. Another point for the Rough Riders. McKenna Mealy is the server. That's two service points for her. And that's a let serve, but it gets over, and here's a smash by Cassie Martin, the block. Kelsey Judy sets for Carly Stone. Carly just two hands it over. Here's Kelsey Judy catching St. Mary's asleep as she, instead of setting, she shoved the ball over the net and got the kill. So that's our first kill of this one. Here's Maddie Rammel now serving for Fort Recovery. It's almost an ace serve, but they get it over somehow. The battle at the net, and Fort Recovery's going to win the battle. I'm going to go ahead and give Olivia Patch a kill on that one. 2-2, we're all tied. There's the serve by Maddie Rammel back over to Fort Recovery, a smash off of Alexis Bupp, and it's a kill for St. Mary's. 3-2 now. Back to serve is Aaliyah Williams, sophomore. Aaliyah's serve is good. Carly Stone passing to Maddie Rammel. Here's Cassie Martin on the smash and got the kill. Cassie Martin with a kill. Makes it 3-3. We're all tied up here. Again, we're only playing the best 2 out of 3. One of these teams will be the winner of the Invitational. One will be the runner-up as Pandora Gilboa is the third-place finisher, losing their 2 matches today. And there's an ace serve for Carly Stone. Carly will serve again. It's 4-3. Lady Indians up by 1. And this is a good one. Here's the set, the smash, and the spike is out of bounds by Danielle Berkey. 5-3 now. Fort Recovery leads by 2. Smash back over to Fort Recovery, and there is a kill by Danielle Berkey. So back to serve now. It's 5-4. St. Mary's down by 1. Back to serve is Maddie Howe. Good serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. And Cassie Martin with the smash and got the kill. Cassie Martin with her second kill here. Coming in is Hannah Kanapke to serve. And going out is Cassie Martin. 6-4. Fort Recovery by 2. Again, playing the best 2 out of 3 here in this match with Fort Recovery and St. Mary's. Good serve dug out by the back line of St. Mary's, and they fail to get it over as the soft hit there by Carly Kaywood does not make it over the net. Point for Fort Recovery and Hannah Kanapke. Now it's 7-4, Fort Recovery by 3. Kanapke serve, and it's an ace serve for Hannah Kanapke. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna wishing the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in this second match of the day. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tim and Chrissy Hart. Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would like to be your family's dentist. And there's a kill by Brooke Garkey. Makes it 9-4 now. Another service point for Hannah Kanapke. Don't forget Notre Dame football this afternoon. Starts at 2:30 with the pregame. And game time is 3:30, Notre Dame and Temple. Here's the next serve by Hannah Kanapke. It's a ace serve. Is not able to handle that. It was Danielle Berkey. That's her second ace. And it's 10-4. And St. Mary's wants to talk it over. Fort Recovery leading 10-4. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hannah Kanapke will continue to serve after the timeout. Excellent serve at the net. Olivia Patch dinks it back over. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone will pass to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Brooke Garkey. Garkey on the spike. Played here by St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Maddie Rammel trying to catch St. Mary's asleep. Instead of setting, she hit it over and they can't make the return. Point for Hannah Kanapke and the Indians. Give Maddie Rammel credit there. I'm going to go ahead and give her a kill on that. Makes it now 11-4. Quite a run here by Hannah Kanapke. Here's the dink over by St. Mary's after the good serve. Fort Recovery trying to save it. Olivia Patch does get it back over. Here's the set for St. Mary's. A block by Brooke Garkey. Point Fort Recovery. Hannah has 2, 4, 6 straight service points here, and it's 12-4. Lady Indians pulling away here now. St. Mary's makes a substitution. Coming in is Samantha Aykroyd. Here's Hannah Kanapke's serve. It's dug out by St. Mary's, but into the net. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace on that one. Hannah Kanapke, another service point. 13-4 now. This started out real competitive. I was kind of concerned there after the first few minutes. St. Mary's was giving us a good run, but not now. Another ace serve for Hannah Kanapke. That is 4 ace serves in this run. And a total of 2, 4, 6, 8 points. Another substitution for St. Mary's coming in is Piper Sloan. St. Mary's did beat Pandora Gilboa earlier today, 25-18, 25-22. Fort Recovery also beat Pandora Gilboa, 25-15, 25-14. And this time, a double hit is called on St. Mary's. So give another service point to Hannah Kanapke. 15-4, 9 service points in a row here for Hannah. Here's the next serve. It's good. Dug out by Pandora Gilboa to the net. Paige Judy hits it back over and gets the kill. That's Paige's first kill here. And timeout again by St. Mary's as they are struggling. Fort Recovery 16 and St. Mary's 4. We'll be back.
Looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
As we come back, St. Mary's finally breaks the string of Hannah Kanapke as they score a point. Side out St. Mary's now. It's 16-5. Fort Recovery leading by 11 big ones, and Danielle Berkey will go back to serve for the Lady Rough Riders. It's a good serve. Here's Paige Judy, just soft hit over to the middle. Smash back to Fort Recovery, saved by Carly Stone. Hannah Kanapke on a smash. Oh, nice. Played by St. Mary's, though. Back to Fort Recovery. Hannah Kanapke will pass to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Olivia Patch, and Olivia gets the kill. So Olivia Patch with a kill there. That's side out now Fort Recovery. And now going back to serve for the Lady Indians is going to be Kelsey Judy. Kelsey didn't get a whole lot of service points in that first match today. She normally gets quite a few, but just didn't have the opportunity. Here's Paige Judy dinking it over, and they're going to say, I think we would have had the point anyway, but they're going to say somebody was in the net for St. Mary's, so give a service point to Kelsey Judy. That makes it now 18-5. Lady Indians running away with this one. Good serve dug out by St. Mary's. And it's hit out of bounds. Another service point for Kelsey Judy. She'll serve again. 19-5. Now Lady Indians by 14 here at St. Mary's Memorial High School. St. Mary's Invitational today. There's a smash back to Fort Recovery after the successful serve. Paige Judy on the hit back to St. Mary's and got the kill. Paige Judy with her second kill of the match. And it's 20-5. Another service point for Kelsey Judy. Kelsey will go back to serve again. Next week, I think the Indians have just one match, a big one, at St. Henry on Thursday night. Very big one. And there's a serve out of bounds, service error. We will not carry that on the radio because we have of other commitments, but we will have the match for you, or FortRecoveryRadio.com will have the match for you next Thursday at St. Henry. Here's the next serve by St. Mary's as they have side out. And it's a double hit on Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy. To give a service point there to the libero for St. Mary's. Charissa Pretty is her name. 20-7 now. Here's the next serve. Carly Stone passes to Kelsey Judy, who sets for Brooke Garkey. And Brooke hits it out of bounds. Point St. Mary's. That makes it now 20-8. Fort Recovery still a comfortable 12-point lead here. Pretty will serve again. It's a good serve. Here's the set. Smash back by Hannah Kanapke. St. Mary's smashing back and hitting it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. That was a blast by McKenna Neely. Went way out of bounds. 21-8 now. Side out Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp will go back to serve. It's a good one. Dug out by the back line. Here's the hit from the angle. Carly Stone back at him. Oh, played nicely by Pretty. Back over to Fort Recovery. Hannah Kanapke passing to Kelsey Judy. There's Brooke Garkey with the spike and got the kill. Brooke Garkey with the kill and give Alexis Bupp a service point. 22-8 now. Lady Indians leading by a whopping 14 points here. Next serve by Bupp is a good one. Here's the dig. And they're not good offense there, but they got the kill anyway. They were in trouble there. They just free balled it over from about 15 feet back and still got the kill. One of those things. Serving here now is Samantha Aykroyd for St. Mary's. Good serve to Carly Stone. Stone passing Kelsey Judy. Smashed by Maddie Rammel. And St. Mary's free balls it over, but I think it's out of bounds. Yep, it is. Point Fort Recovery. So side out Fort Recovery, and Kaya Wendell will come in to serve for the first time, I think, in this particular set. 23-9 now. We're just 2 points away from nailing down this first set. Kaya Wendell has a good serve, dug out by Pretty. Here's the set, the smash. Fort Recovery able to play it. And unfortunately, Maddie Rammel hits it into the net. She tried to catch St. Mary's asleep there on the normally which would have been a set, and then tried to hit it over and hit it into the net instead. So side out St. Mary's. Good serve there. Cassie Martin goes back. And did she get the kill? Yeah. Cassie Martin with the kill right on the line. That puts Maddie Rammel back to serve now. It's 24-10. 1 point away from a set victory here. Dug out by St. Mary's. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp plays it, passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. A block for St. Mary's. Maddie Howell. And that's a point for St. Mary's inside out. It's 24-11 now. St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders against the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here in high school volleyball. Good serve dug out by Alexis Bupp. Now Cassie Martin dinks it over. And St. Mary's in trouble. They can't get it over, and that is it. 25-11. Fort Recovery wins the first set of the match. Again, we're only playing the best two out of three. We'll be back in a moment here on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio. Right after we pause for this break, we go to a second set coming right up.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart Pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Okay, back here at St. Mary's, we're about set for the second set. Giving you the football scores from last night, it was Delphus Jefferson defeating the Versailles Tigers 14-7. Of course, our Fort Recovery Indians lost a tough one to Valley View. Valley View 24, Fort Recovery 21. St. Henry clobbered Eaton 42-0. It was Parkway sneaking by Spencerville 14-13. The Anna Rockets defeated Brookville 49-12. New Bremen 2-0 on the year. They beat Mississinewa Valley 30-0. Minster over Covington 28-0. Marion Local defeated Patrick Henry 41-0. And Coldwater lost to, yes, Coldwater lost to Clinton Massey 24-14. So that was a big surprise, probably the biggest surprise last night. It's 1-0 here. Fort Recovery took the early lead, and we're back in action. St. Mary's with the set and the smash. Kelsey Judy setting Carly Stone, and she got the kill. Kill for Carly Stone. Makes it 2-0. Kaya Wendell starting the service here. She has two straight service points. And it's another good serve dug out by St. Mary's and a block at the net. And Fort Recovery gets the kill. They're going to give that to Cassie Martin. Three straight service points for Kaya Wendell. 3-0. Another good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Kaya Wendell, who just free balls it over. There's a set by St. Mary's. And they're going to say four hits. Did not get it over the net. Four hits on St. Mary's. Another point for Kaya Wendell. 4-0 now. Lady Indians starting this one off in fine fashion. Oh, service error. Hit the top of the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. So it'll be side out to the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Serving now is Aaliyah Williams. Good serve and an ace serve for Aaliyah. She just hit that baby in the right spot. 4-2 now. Another serve. It's a good one. Cassie Martin gets it back over to St. Mary's. Now a battle at the net. And they're going to say St. Mary's Aaliyah Williams hit it out of bounds. So point for recovery. Side out Lady Indians. And going back to serve is Maddie Rammel here for Fort Recovery. Let's see if she can get a string of service points going. It's a good serve. Dug out to the net it goes. Here's the smash. A block by Olivia Patch. And a hitting error by Danielle Berkey as she hits it into the net for St. Mary's. Give a point to Maddie Rammel. 6-2 now. Lady Indians lead by 4. Rammel, another good serve. Very few service errors today for us. That's been a very good positive. Here's a smash by Carly Stone, and she mishit the ball. Point St. Mary's. Side out. Lady Rough Riders going back to serve is Maddie Howell. And the officials talking to St. Mary's about something. Yeah, the big surprise last night, Coldwater losing. 4th Recovery was hoping to beat Valley View last night as far as hopes to get into the playoffs. Now they're going to have to hope for an upset over somebody. Maybe Coldwater is that team. Here's a set for 4th Recovery, and Olivia Patch hits it out of bounds. Point four. The St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders doing the service again is Maddie Howe. She serves again here, 6-4, the score. Fort Recovery by 2. Good serve. Kaya Wendell did a nice job of digging it out. Carly Stone pushes it over with 2 hands. Here's a smash and a kill for St. Mary's. Samantha Aykroyd gets the kill right at Fort Recovery, and we could have tried for the block, and it went down on the Fort Recovery side instead of St. Mary's. Another service point here for Maddie Howell. Here's a smash by Cassie Martin, and Cassie gets a kill for Fort Recovery. That's her 4th kill of this match, and it's 7-5. Fort Recovery will have side out. Carly Stone on a good serve. Here's the set for St. Mary's. The smash, the block. Another set, free balling it over. Digging it out's Carly Stone, Maddie Rammel, and they're going to call Fort Recovery, I guess, in the net. 7-6. Serving for St. Mary's now is Carly Kaywood. Good serve by Carly. She's a sophomore. Maddie Rammel will set for Cassie Martin, and St. Mary's cannot return it. Give Cassie Martin another kill. 8-6 now is the score. St. Mary's had snuck back to within 1 there, but now it's 8-6. And going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Hannah Kanapke. Good serve. And they keep it in play, free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Brooke Garkey. Garkey gets the kill. Brooke Garkey with her 3rd kill of the match. Again, we beat Pandora Gilboa earlier today, 25-15, 25-14, to go to 5-0 on the year. Going for the sixth win in a row if we can knock off St. Mary's here. Another serve for Hannah Kanapke. Good serve, a block at the net, a point for recovery. 10-6. Hannah had quite a run of 8 or 9 straight service points in that first set here in this match. And she's off to another run here. And there's another point as St. Mary's cannot return it. Hannah Kanapke now with 12 service points served in this match, which has been only 2 sets so far. Another good serve at the net. Olivia Patch knocks it down to St. Mary's, but they play it. Pretty tries to free ball it over. They do get it over. Maddie Rammel sets for Paige Judy, and they're going to call a hitting error, I believe. The official's kind of right behind the support for the net. I can't hardly see him. But it's a point St. Mary's, definitely. Now back to serve is the libero. Charissa Pretty, good serve. And unfortunately, Brooke Garkey can't get it over. She hits it into the net. Just trying to free ball it over there. That's 11-8. Give Pretty a service point. She will serve again. Again, Fort Recovery's next match, a big conference match at St. Henry next Thursday. Here's the hit over by Olivia Patch, and they're going to say it's out of bounds. Another service point for Pretty, and that draws St. Mary's to within 2 at 11-9. Again, Fort Recovery won the first set. All we need to do is to win the second set to nail this match down. Here's a good serve. A smash by Paige Judy. That was a wicked spike there, and she gets the kill. 12-9 now, and in to serve for Fort Recovery comes Kelsey Judy. Kelsey bounces the ball. Here's the serve over. Smash back to Fort Recovery, and I think they're saying it was tipped by Fort Recovery. Let's see here. What is the ruling? Yeah, I think they said it was tipped by Fort Recovery, so point for St. Mary's. Samantha Aykroyd now serving for St. Mary's on the side out. Good serve there, ace serve. Hannah Kanapke tried to get to it, but could not get it done. That makes it a 12-11 score now. Back to within 1 point is St. Mary's as they're making a run of it here. Good serve again. Kelsey Judy setting for Paige Judy, and Paige gets the kill. Two-hand shove, got it over the net. And that is for Paige today, kill number 4 in this particular match. 13-11 now, and going back to serve for Fort Recovery's Alexis Bupp. Paige Judy will sit down for a while. Here's the good serve. Dug out by St. Mary's. Smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Kelsey Judy will set. Here's the dink and a block at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Reballing it over is Alexis Buff, and she got the kill. 4 St. Mary's players die for that, and nobody could get to it. Alexis Buff picks up the service point. She'll serve again. It's a good serve dug out by St. Mary's. Here's the set. The smash back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel now back over to St. Mary's. Now free balling it back to Fort Recovery. The dig by Buff to Kelsey Judy. Judy sets for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. 15-11. Alexis Buff will continue to serve here. That's three in a row now for her. Good serve. Here's the set for St. Mary's. They can't execute. Had the set, but nobody could get there to spike it. And St. Mary's wants to call time as it's 16-11. Fort Recovery with a very nice 5-point lead at the moment, trying to nail down this match victory here this morning. We'll be back in a moment. It's getting close to 12 noon. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for our flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, while we were in the commercial there, Alexis Bupp just had a service error, so St. Mary's has it back. And there's Hannah Kanapke hitting it short, gives St. Mary's the points. Serving for the Lady Rough Riders here is McKenna Neely. And this serve is a service error over the inline. 16-13. Lady Indians lead, 17-13. Lady Indians lead by four. And here's Kaya Wendell, one of our best servers, going back to serve. And she got an ace. Ace serve for Kaya Wendell. That is her first ace of the match. Makes it 18-13. St. Mary's coach arguing with the official a little bit on the call there. Arguing with the lineman on the call there. Kaya Wendell with the ace. Here's the service. This is a little short one this time. Played by St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp passing over here to Kelsey Judy. Judy now to Carly Stone. A soft little hit over. Here's the smash by St. Mary's, played by Alexis Bupp. Kelsey Judy to Carly Stone. A spike, blocked, back to St. Mary's again at the net. And St. Mary's misplayed that. The hit to the net was too far, and the spiker couldn't get to it. So a point for Kaya Wendell. 19-13. Lady Indians moving right along here in this second set. Good serve by Kaya Wendell again. Back to Fort Recovery. Hitting it over is Carly Stone. Pretty now. We'll pass it off. Back over to Fort Recovery. And free balling it over is Cassie Martin. Saves the day there. Back over to Fort Recovery. And a kill for Maddie Howe of St. Mary's. 19-14. Side out St. Mary's as they have cut the lead back to five. And serving now is Aaliyah Williams. Aaliyah on the good serve. Here's the smash by Carly Stone on the kill, and it's out of bounds. Point St. Mary's. Service point there for Aaliyah Williams. Makes it 19-15 now, a 4-point lead. Good serve. Kelsey Judy will set for Maddie Rammel. Block at the net, and what do we got? I'm going to say St. Mary's was in the net. Point for Fort Recovery. So that'll give Lady Indians a serve with Maddie Rammel. 20-15 now. And we have Fort Recovery in the net. Well, they're calling a lot of net calls here. Anything that gets close, they're calling it a net call. 20-16 now, Fort Recovery's leading by four. Back to serve here for St. Mary's is Maddie Howe. It's a good serve. Carly Stone passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Cassie Martin, and there's a block for St. Mary's, Claire Berkey. Service point for Maddie Howe. 20-17 now. St. Mary's drawing closer here. They got to win this set to stay alive. Kaya Wendell digs it out to Maddie Rammel. Smashed by Carly Stone. A block. They're going to say Carly hit it into the net instead of a block. So four hits is called on Fort Recovery. Give the point to Maddie Howe of St. Mary's. And it's now 20-18. Only a two-point difference now. Another good serve by St. Mary's. Maddie Rammel passes over here to Cassie Martin, the outside hitter, and she nails it for a kill. Cassie Martin stops the run by St. Mary's. 21-18 now. Next serve by Carly Stone. It's a nice little soft serve. Gets it over, back to Fort Recovery. Stone passes off to Maddie Rammel. Rammel to Cassie Martin. Smash. Correction, Paige Judy. And Paige Judy gets the kill. That is her fifth kill of this match. And St. Mary's wants to call time again. 22-18 is the score. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now Fort Recovery just picked up a point on a hitting error by St. Mary's. Carly Stone serving. And there's a let serve, but St. Mary's able to play it. Back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill. Kill for St. Mary's. Samantha Aykroyd. It makes it 23-19. Fort Recovery two away from a win here. Good serve by St. Mary's. Ace serve for St. Mary's. Serving is Carly Kaywood. That's her first ace of the match. 23-20 now. Another serve by Kaywood. Kaya Wendell passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for the outside hitter, Paige Judy, and Paige hits it out of bounds. 23-21. And Paige Judy set up beautifully there. And Coach Chelsea wants to say, hey, let's talk things over here. Fort Recovery 23, St. Mary's 21. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
is your place, looking a little drab as fall approaches. Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Another good serve by St. Mary's, and Paige Judy mishits it into the net. Another point for St. Mary's, and it's 23-22 all of a sudden. A one-point lead for Fort Recovery. Good serve by St. Mary's. Here's a smash by Cassie Martin, and there's the kill. And we're 1 point away from the win as Cassie Martin makes it 24-22. If you've tuned in for the news on the radio station, Eric Catterly will have some news coming up for you right after we wrap it up here from St. Mary's. We're just about finished. Hannah Kanapke will serve. I say just about, as long as St. Mary's can't put a rally on here. St. Mary's would happen to win this, it would go to another set. Good serve. Smash, a block. St. Mary's can't play it, and it's over. 25-22, Fort Recovery defeats St. Mary's in the second match, and they win the in the second set, they win the match 25-11, 25-22. We'll wrap it up in just a moment here from St. Mary's, Ohio. Fort Recovery with two wins today, beating Pandora Gilboa and also knocking off the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. I'll return with a wrap-up of this second win right after we pause for this commercial break.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Well, congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians as they improved to 6-0 on the year with two wins today. They first beat Pandora Gilboa 25-15, 25-14, and then they knock off St. Mary's here in the second match 25-11, 25-22. In the St. Mary's match, Hannah Kanapke had 13 service points, including four ace serves. Cassidy Martin had six kills, a service point, and a block. Olivia Patch with two kills. Maddie Rammel had a total of three service points and a kill. Carly Stone with three service points and two kills. Kaya Wendell had six service points, including an ace. Paige Judy had five kills. Kelsey Judy had four service points and two kills. Brooke Garkey with three kills and a block. And Alexis Bupp had four service points. Again, Fort Recovery wins over St. Mary's 25-11, 25-22. In the first match today, Fort Recovery again winning 25-15, 25-14 over Pandora Gilboa. Just some of the highlights there. Carly Stone had nine big kills in that one. Also six kills for Paige Judy. Six service points for Kyle Wendell, including four ace serves. Cassie Martin had five kills in the first win and also had a block. Again, up next for Fort Recovery, they'll be playing at St. Henry, a big, big conference match next Thursday. If Fort Recovery has any hopes of winning the conference title this year, they need to win that one at St. Henry. We will not be able to bring that to you on the radio as we have another commitment, but you can hear the St. Henry match at FortRecoveryRadio.com next Thursday night. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station in Portland, and also Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. The Indians go to 6-0, beating both Pandora Gilboa and St. Mary's today here at the St. Mary's Invitational. Thanks for listening, everybody. Again, on the radio station, stay tuned for news coming up in just a moment.
Tonight's best sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.